There are medications that are clinically available, they're FDA approved to block action of interleukin-6. And so we have been using a medication called tocilizumab, which blocks IL-6 receptor activity, and found absolutely rapid improvement. The medication just rapidly reverses the side effects of the cytokine release syndrome within the matter of an hour or two. Patients who are having 105 degree fevers all of a sudden become afebrile. Hypotensive patients normalize their blood pressure and may be on pressors, and the pressors start coming off. And so we've seen really rapid improvement.
Now, is this an approved drug?
It is an approved drug.
Where is it used?
It's approved for juvenile arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis in adults.
Huh. Wow. And it's effective there?
It is effective. It's given for arthritis, it's given repetitively, usually every 2 weeks. When we have used it, we've used it as a one-time dose. In the vast majority of cases, we've had a couple patients where we've retreated them a second time with the drug. But in almost all cases, we just see rapid resolution of these cytokine symptoms.
Now, what about the tumor lysis syndrome? How often do you see it? Does this monoclonal antibody affect that?
The tumor lysis syndrome happens really concurrently when we see the cytokine release syndrome. And I think they're both related to rapid T cell proliferation. They both happen at the time when we see really exponential expansion of the genetically modified T cells. The tumor lysis syndrome we see in many cases, it's of course dependent on the tumor burden of the patient. We do try and prevent complications from a tumor lysis syndrome by treating all patients with a xanthine oxidase inhibitor like allopurinol. We've had several patients where we've had to treat the complications of hyperuricemia, for instance, with the drug Respiricase. It's been effective in all cases, but they do happen concurrently and at the same time.
But again, this anti-IL-6 antibody does not affect the tumor lysis, or does?
We don't know. We know that it can rapidly reverse the cytokine reaction. What we don't know is whether or not it will inhibit T cell activity. So I think we have a very good handle on how to prevent this or how to manage it when it develops. But what we don't know is when to do it. And in fact, so right now, our current approach is to let the reaction continue as long as it seems clinically safe. And we are only intervening at the time that there's hemodynamic instability. And we've actually developed a somewhat detailed grading system to help guide when intervention would be needed. But we don't yet know whether blocking this activity and blocking this reaction actually inhibits the activity of the T cells. And that's something we hope to learn as we move forward.
Now, you mentioned corticosteroids. How would you envision corticosteroids affecting the therapy itself, assuming you use them?
Corticosteroids are really good at killing T cells, and I think it is likely to inhibit the activity of the T cells. And in fact, we try and avoid them, if at all possible, once we've given the infusion.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. I know there was, you know, again, in this lung cancer conference, the issue came up of they had looked at ipilimumab with chemotherapy, and because of the chemotherapy, the patients were getting corticosteroids, and you know how that sort of interfered with the whole process.
Yep. And so I think steroids probably are just counteractive to what we're trying to do with the T cells. We did think initially that should the T cells proliferate really uncontrollably, or they did develop a severe reaction, we actually thought steroids were likely to be effective to block the reaction. But at least anecdotally, we found the blockade of IL-6 activity to be much more rapid and much more potent.
Now, along the way, since the beginning of the development of this therapy, have you had deaths as a result of it?
We have not. We have not had any deaths related to the therapy. We've had patients become quite sick and critically ill. And as I mentioned, we've had patients on maximal life support. But in all cases, the toxicities that have developed have been reversible, thankfully.